is beginning to rain, 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 in the voice of our Father. Saying, whosoever will come drink of this water, I promise to pour my Spirit out on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, it's beginning to rain.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, inviting you to worship with us today at Bible Home Church, coming to you from Austin, Texas.
Hello, friends. It's so great to be with you again. You're at Bible Home Church. Wonderful to hear from you, too, in the letters that we receive here in the ministry. And those of you asked to join and be part of this congregation that has spread across the face of the globe, we're glad to have you with us. And you know, you can be a part of Bible Home Church, be a member, simply by expressing your desire to do so and letting us know that you have indeed been born again through faith in Jesus Christ. So just write us and say, I'd like to become a formal member. Now, we're not going to send you a dun and say, okay, pay up your tithes or anything like that. No, we're not going to do that. We're never going to call and ask you for money. I don't think I've ever called anybody and asked them for money in all the years I've been in ministry. So don't worry about that. But we want to hear from you and know that you'd like to be a part. And that's the thing. You're expressing to be a part of this congregation that's spread out electronically around the world. We know that the Bible says, where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst thereof. Those are the words of Jesus. So you're with us electronically, but that's okay. You're gathered in his name. We're gathered together. And so we're here together in agreement. But if you want to be a part of this fellowship, all you have to do is write us. We'll put you on our rolls. You'll be a member of this church. Yes, you will. And you can even be a member of the church where you're at, if you'd like, you know, and just be an associate member with us. Associate means a partner. And I'll tell you, there is a heavy fee that you have to pay for being part of our group, because I ask you to pray for us and our success. And that takes a little bit of your time. Well, that's really the only thing that I do charge. A little bit of your time to pray for us here. That's not too much to ask, is it? And let us know. Just say, Dear Brother Tex, I've accepted the Lord as my Savior, and he's saved me, and I've repented of my sins. I'm born again in faith through Jesus. I say it in your own words. Everybody has their own testimony, and it's powerful. You don't have to write me a book, just a couple of sentences or maybe a couple of paragraphs, and let me know that you truly are a believer in Jesus Christ our Lord. And we're going to trust you on that, because God knows your heart. Why do you have to do that? Well, there's no requirement. You can just keep listening to us on the radio as long as you want to. But, you know, I'll tell you, the main reason is it blesses us. It encourages us to know that we have friends out there that are part of our congregation. So, hey, I need a blessing, and I'd appreciate it if you'd encourage us in the ministry here by letting us know that you're listening and you're formally a part of this group wherever you're at. And I don't care if it's Mexicali, Mexico, or Albuquerque, New Mexico, or up in Canada, or Toledo, Ohio, or Akron, or Chicago, Illinois, or Twin Cities area there in Minnesota. Well, you can also be part of Bible Home Church. Well, you know, we've been having this series on the letters of Paul, but better. Oh yes, I'm a big believer in Bible prophecy, as you know. And we've been talking about the prophecies of the Apostle Paul. He's a great prophet, inspired by God and given a vision of what the future is going to be in so many ways. And today, I don't know, it might be part 11, if I'm not mistaken. And we've really been looking at the Apostle Paul here, and it's been a great blessing to us. And we're going to continue today. Now, we always have some wonderful music, some beautiful music, as we call it here. And I think that anything that praises the Lord and His gospel and its meaning is of God. I really do. And here is going to be a song to you about holding on to God's precious hand. And I want to emphasize the person singing this. The group is a group called the Desert Airs. Oh, they come from the desert around Taft or Bakersfield, California. This is an old group, an old song. And let me tell you, the person that's singing, I think the main voice you're going to hear, the lead voice, is a man named Boyd Cole. Boyd Cole. Now here, I think, is a special thing about Boyd, special to me and to my precious wife, Wanda. Boyd is the late brother of Wanda. Boyd went on to be with the Lord, and Wanda had all the assurance in the world that Boyd knew Jesus Christ, and he's going to be with the Lord forever. We're going to have a few songs over the week. I hope you'll enjoy it as much as I do. Here is Precious Lord, Take My Hand. And this is Boyd Cole, Wanda's late brother. And then we'll begin our message immediately after this beautiful song.
Precious Lord,
precious Lord,
take my hand,
take my hand,
lead me on,
lead me on,
let me stand,
let me
Lord,
stand.
People, as I've said before, do not understand that Paul was an apostle, of course, a great teacher, a pillar of the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, but he also was a prophet. And many of the things he said in his various letters and in Acts, they all relate to what we're going through today and will be going through, I believe, in the near future, as prophetic events unfold. And so, you know, I've always wanted to know what Paul had to say. It's very exciting to see the growth of the Christian church as Paul preached to the Gentiles. But more than that, he actually told us some guidelines for the future, things that are not revealed anywhere else in the Bible. And we're going to be looking more at this, and we might even go back and bone up again on a couple of the more important points that Paul made. Some people say, well, Tex Mars, why should I care about this? I mean, we've got this war on terrorism, or we've got this economic situation, and we've got the stock market
debacles going on. Why should I care about these kinds of things? Why are they important to me today? Listen, my friends, this is it. This is the story of your life, of your destiny, the destiny of the world. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, you and I are part of this world for now, although we're citizens of another country, a far-off land called heaven, if you know Jesus Christ. But prophecy is extremely important, and it's so vital. It's life-changing, life-saving. And my friends, you'll want to tell other people what you find out today on this program. We're going to be looking at the growth of false religion in the world today. Boy, they're putting together synagogues of the Jews and the mosque of the Muslims and the churches of the supposed Christians. And all, they're all coming together as one in great harmony and love. I mean, after all, Islam is a religion of peace and justice. And then, of course, even the Pope himself has kissed the Quran, the holy book of the Muslims. And he calls the Jews our elder brothers and says they don't need to accept Jesus Christ. They already have him in their hearts, but they just don't know it. Well, they sure don't know it. In fact, most of them, the Jews today, despise Jesus. I think they do know Jesus. And I don't think he will be residing in anyone's heart who despises him, do you? But the Pope, of course, has a different opinion. And that's why, my friends, today, I'm not going to give you my opinion on these things. I'm going to give you God's decisions. Did you get the difference there? There's Tex Mar's opinions. I even have some speculations. And then there's God's decisions. You know, it says in the book of Daniel that there are certain things that God has determined. Some years ago, I debated a man on radio, and he said, well, Tex Mars, what you don't understand is that prophecy gives us a lot of alternatives. And I said, really? He said, yes, indeed. He said, here's the way you really have to understand prophecy. These are the things that could happen unless we change our behavior. I said, is that right? He said, yes. Now, this man was a Methodist pastor. And he said to me and to the audience on radio, he said, the fact is, nothing is set down in stone in the Bible. It's all variable, and we can change prophecy by our own behavior. We can prevent World War III. We can prevent the destruction of the world. We can prevent the harm to our environment. And he went on to say, by our own actions as human beings. And I took out the book of Daniel. I show him where God said these things are determined, and God has written history in advance. And it says that he has judged the world from the beginning and from the foundation of this world. And he said, but it all depends on us as human beings, Mr. Mars. You don't understand. Now see, this is the difference between a religion that's man-centered and a religion that focuses totally on God. I say, and the Bible says, it doesn't matter what you and I think or believe. It doesn't matter a bit. The world will go on, and it will have its seasons. It will have its cold and its heat, and there will be stars in the sky, and certain events will take place right on schedule. God's schedule. Even the coming of Jesus. No man knows the day nor the hour except our Father in heaven. But he knows the day and the hour. I would even like to say that he knows the nanosecond. And by the way, that's a very tiny little bitty piece of a second in physicist terms. Oh yes, my friends. God has it all figured out mathematically. He has a holy calculus that no man can explain, and you can only understand those things which God gives you. You know, I don't think we can possibly, our brain is not designed to input everything that God knows, even about prophecy. Can you imagine all of the things that God has organized and put together? The mosaic of events occurring throughout the world that all connect and have meaning. If this didn't happen, then this wouldn't happen, then this wouldn't happen. You'll remember the movie that they always have on TV every Christmas. It's A Wonderful Life with James Stewart, the classic. And James Stewart says, I wish I had never been born. If I hadn't have been born, you know, other people would have been better off, you know, without me. And the angel says, I'm not trying to say it was a biblical movie, but believe me, there are some holes in there that have nothing to do with the Bible. But it is interesting that the angel then shows Jimmy Stewart his past and shows him all of the things that happened. And, you know, he realized he did have an important place in the world. And if he hadn't been there, bad things may have happened. You know, a lot of times you and I don't understand these things. You think you have no importance, no significance in the world. But I'm telling you, my friends, if somehow we could defy God, which would be a terrible thing, and you were suddenly to disappear from the face of this planet, never to have been here, you know, not even the hole that was left. Some black hole gobbled you up, but even the hole then vanished. Believe me, the world would be far different. And that's why God is not going to take you out of this planet. You're not going to die until He's ready. And there is a destiny for you. And without you, there would be a hole, an irreparable hole, unrepairable. That's right, my friends. The whole global system would change if you, who are listening to me today, were to suddenly disappear. And we could defy God's creation of you and His destiny for your life. But He has put you there. And let me tell you, my friends, it's a glorious thing to live for God. It's a great freedom and a liberty, but a responsibility. And it is earth-changing. Let me tell you, my friends, you and I are going to change this world. The New World Order, they think they're going to do something big. The elite, the Illuminati, all the others think that they're going to change things. Oh, no. They're just little bit players on the world stage, my friend. This, it's as Shakespeare said, this whole world is a stage. And we all have our part to play in it. You are an actor. And your destiny is set by God. Yes, you have your free will. You can choose God or choose the devil by your inaction, indecision, or by willfulness, whichever it is. But whosoever will can choose to live. And the Old Testament says, choose this day whom you will serve. There will come a day for every man and woman. I don't know what day it is for you. Maybe it's already come. Maybe you're listening to me today. You're a doubter. You're a skeptic. It may have already come in past. It's too late for you. You're going to go to hell, my friends. You're going to split hell right open. It's too late for you. But wait, wait. That's Tex Mars pronouncing things that I don't know. I don't know if it's too late for you. But I'll tell you what, if you've rejected Christ up to now, I highly recommend you get on your knees right now, this very moment, and pray and ask Him to come into your heart and forgive you of your sins. Maybe it's not too late. Tex Mars doesn't know everything. I couldn't possibly know everything. But today, I know, could be the day of your salvation. It could be the day of glory for you, when your destiny changes for the best. And let me tell you something, my friends. The moment that you accept Jesus Christ, there is no feeling like that. There's no lottery you can win that would give you that feeling. There's no pleasure. There's no great excitement. There's no thrill. You're not some pro football player that's going to receive his Super Bowl ring for winning whatever it is, Super Bowl 35 or whatever it is. I don't know. I've lost count of them. It's greater than that. Because it's real. Now listen to me, my friends. Let's talk about Paul. Let's talk about what he had to say. Now, in a previous session, we've talked about 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. I don't want to gloss over that. I want to go back over it very briefly with you again because it's so important. You see, here it says, very, very, very importantly, Paul wrote, "Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day," that's the day of the coming of Jesus Christ and the gathering of the saints, "that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition." Two things must happen before Jesus comes. Don't let anybody deceive you. I know all those dispensationalists out there are telling you, you know, nothing has to happen. Jesus can come today. Listen to me, my friends. There are things that are determined by God, and those dispensationalists are a bunch of liars if they deny this scripture. There are two things that are going to happen. A great falling away, and that man of sin, that's the Antichrist, the son of perdition, is going to be revealed. They say, "Oh, we'll be out of here before the son of perdition is revealed." They're just a bunch of liars. What does it say? First the great falling away, and then the son of perdition is revealed. "That day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition." What is a falling away? It's a falling away from the truth. The Greek word there, and you don't really need Greek. I like the King James. The English is plain enough. Who needs the Greek? God put it in English so you can understand. But if, I don't know, if you're a dummy like most of these theologians today, they can't seem to understand the plain English, I'll just give it to you in the Greek. It's apostasia. That word, falling away. It's a Greek word that means a defection from the truth. A falling away. A forsaking. An abandonment of the truth, of the gospel. That's what it means. You can get out your Strong's Concordance. You can get out your Greek lexicons and dictionary. I've just saved you the time of doing that. any Greek scholar, even the most stupid who have all the PhDs, and they're usually the most stupid. And you say, "Well, Tex, how do you know that?" Well, I taught at the University of Texas. We had 1,600 professors.
Please tune in to Bible Home Church next week as Pastor Mars continues his fascinating series on the prophecies and the letters of Paul.
If you're thirsty and dry, look to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
You've been listening to Pastor Tex Mars and Bible Home Church. Please join with us in worship next week as we continue to honor the remarkable Word of God.